The news update for August the 5th, 2022, Friday morning edition, part two. Continuing on with the War Room, hosted by Owen Schroeder from InfoWars, broadcasting on terrestrial, satellite radio, and also on XM radio, and across all podcast platforms where you catch your content. Like, for example, like Spotify FM, and also Anchor.fm, Stitcher, and also Apple Podcasts, just to name a few. And our podcast name, if in case you're wondering what it is Top Headlines, National and International News Stories, if that's how you write it. So please share this out on your social media, wherever it may be. And also tell people about us, and also bring more people to our podcast. The more you can help, if you can't donate, the more clicks we get, the more money we make that way too. So that's another way you can help, and it don't even take any of your actual money. Isn't that kind of neat? Yeah, I think so. So you're not losing anything. Yeah, you're getting a lot of information, since a lot of you can't donate. But those that can, we hope you send extra gifts at times. And we thank you for however you choose to do it with us. Thank you. Let's get back to the show.
Florida and
would you be
day.
Upset? I mean, if DeSantis, because, you know, people kind of want him to run for president or maybe be Trump's vice, I guess. I'd rather see him continuing to run Florida. I don't even live there, but I'd rather see him continuing to set the standard.
Well, we have two-term limits for governor, so he's got one more run. Hopefully now he wins. We get him for two more years, and then he's all yours. But I would like me and Royce have talked about it on the show. We'd love him to stay in, like, the Senate or, like, just stay here, please, and help us.
Yeah.
Because
and he was in he was in Congress before he was the governor. By the way, this is being simulcast on Revenge of the Sith, CIS. So I'm going to break now. We'll be back maybe with the verdict in the trial that's happening right now. But I believe that they're still going to be live. I don't know what they're going to talk about. It might get wild over there. They might pull out a banana.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the new...
Ladies and gentlemen, we may or may not be joined by Alex. I'm not sure. There may or may not just have been a final verdict. I think they just gave it final verdict. I just don't know what to do right now. It's just, it's honestly just so crazy to be in this position.
Don't be thinking about it.
But all I'll say is a verdict's been reached, and we'll have that information shortly. I'll just leave it at that. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens in the next 30 or 40 minutes or so. I'll just leave it at that, because we're walking on ice here, you know? Try not to break it and crash it in on you, but maybe it already has crashed in, so what's the difference anyway? All right, let's get refocused here. We've got Revenge of the Sith with us, and boy, oh boy. Guys, I honestly can't even concentrate right now because this whole thing is crazy. So let's just do this. Let's roll a clip here and get your guys' response to it. See if you guys are convinced. Let's see if Revenge of the Sith is convinced. John Kirby says he has proof that al-Zawahiri is dead, even though he's been declared dead multiple times before, 2 years ago, 4 years ago. Kirby says he has the proof. Let's see if Revenge of the Sith believes him in clip 8.
Afghan, big success this week. al-Zawahiri is gone. What is the proof that we actually killed him?
We have evidence, including visual evidence, as well as from other streams and sources that give us high confidence that that he was, in fact, the individual that we targeted and that he is, in fact, dead.
You know, when back when we got bin Laden, that we had someone helping us on the ground, Dr. Al-Fridi. We sort of left him behind. He was identified. I suspect that we had help here, but that we don't identify for security reasons.
I'd rather not get into the intelligence streams and how we developed this over the last several months. There were no U.S. personnel on the ground and involved in this strike. It was an airstrike by unmanned aerial vehicles. But the work that led to that was meticulous, painstaking intelligence work over the last several months.
So it sounds very convincing. He's really convinced me they must have killed that terrorist, guys.
Well, I mean, isn't this the guy that they said they killed in 2020 already? So I guess they killed him again. That's the other thing with that. And when I heard they got one of the masterminds behind 9/11, I was like, well, that's not true. Dick Cheney's still around. But I never believe, you can't believe them. The problem is they want you to believe them, and all they do is lie to you, and they lie every single day to your face. And you're like, no, I don't believe you got anything. I believe what you got was a PR problem. And I believe this is super convenient now that you killed one of the heads of a national terrorist organization when Biden's numbers are the lowest they've ever been. You know, I would say probably that. Man, what do you think?
This entire thing has just been trying to destroy and politicize just everything. They just want everyone wiped out. We don't want another Trump. We just got to keep the pizza boxes up on the windows and just make sure to destroy everybody, especially like you and the big man and the whole crew over there and anybody who votes Republican and anybody who pretty much speaks out of line.
No, but I mean, it's not even that. We were talking about it before, like. This is what Owen said right before, you know, when we got back, it's like, this is one of the biggest travesties I've ever seen of freedom of speech going on with this trial. It's a joke. We've covered it from the beginning. It's a joke. Anybody with eyes knows it's a joke. And the problem is that now when all this is said and done, it's going to be everybody else. It's going to be everybody else they're going to go after. Then when they start going after normies and they start going, you offended me online, because we all sit here and we all laugh. We were laughing the other day in the UK when they're arresting that guy for the flag meme, the trans flag meme that he put up, right? They do that, right? And we laugh at it and then go, that's what's happening here. That's what's happening here.
I gotta say, InfoWars has always been the canary in the coal mine.
Yes.
And you guys have always been the first one for this stuff to happen to. And once it happens to you, it's going to be like you guys always seem to be, all right, let's try it out on them and then we can roll this out. And right. once we can get everybody to go, yeah, I'm okay with people just getting wiped out. You're like, you're just going to unperson people? Okay. Like, it's coming for you.
It is. It absolutely is. And, you know, I don't know what stuff anyone's supposed to say or not say, but on our show, we always say whatever we want. And anybody watching that knows this is bullshit. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to curse. Sorry, I forgot. I really apologize. I'm angry. But, you know, knows this is crap. Excuse me for the thing.
Malarkey.
But everybody knows it is, man. I mean, anybody watching this knows it is. And the problem is people are so blinded by emotion because of their feelings. They don't realize that this is going to be a lot worse. This is going to get a lot worse. And this is the flashpoint. The same thing that happened when Alex was banned. The same exact thing that happened when Alex was banned simultaneously from every social media thing, from every single social media thing is... And everybody ignored it, and then it grew into something bigger. Then everyone was getting kicked off, and then you have elected officials getting off, and then the president of the United States was kicked off. If you don't think this is going to be them locking up citizens because somebody online, me and you or anybody else, makes a video making a joke about something, being serious about something. But the truth is, it's freedom of speech, and the truth is, you're allowed to be wrong.
And not anymore.
But that's
not anymore, according to new precedents.
I know.
It stinks. It's all just they're going to start doing this to everybody. They're going to start using the courts to enforce speech, and they're just going to ruin your life.
Well, let's be clear here. You're only allowed to be wrong or be fake news if you're a liberal or a lefty or an establishment hack. And by the way, thank you guys for basically hosting the segment. We've got a bit of a storm gathering here at InfoWars.
Before we go, I just want to say, you know, on our show, we've been saying this a lot lately, too. It's funny how nobody cared what Alex had to say about Sandy Hook until you guys, like, kind of backed Trump. As soon as it became about Trump and the Great Schism happened, all of a sudden they cared about some stuff you guys said, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago?
Well, and it's funny, this story is all over the news today, like this headline in The Hill, Alex Jones concedes Sandy Hook attack was 100% real. He did that years ago. He did that like 6 years ago. But now they published headlines saying that, even though he did that 6 years ago. So it's funny how that works, too. All right, folks, there's a storm brewing here. The dam's breaking. The levees are breaking.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces...
You ever tried running a mile after having someone punch you in the stomach? Like, say Mike Tyson punches you in the stomach and then you lose your breath and then try to run a mile. That's basically what doing the rest of this transmission is going to be like. Thank God I've got Revenge of the Sith still on with me. They're going to need to carry me here the rest of the way. Man, oh man, I feel like, I won't even go there. So let's do this. Let's try to cheer things up in this corrupt world we live in. Have you guys ever heard of the rapper Sukihana? Have you heard of this Sukihana?
Mersh would know. Mersh is more the hood guy.
No, is he like an Asian guy? Or?
Well, how dare you misgender Sukihana. Guys, I can't play the audio because it's there's too much cursing. But here's a music video from Suki. Go ahead, guys. Roll me the B-roll here. We can't play the audio. It's too much cursing. But here's a rap video from Suki. There you go, right there. And at one point in this video, she's going to put her butt in a front of a 10-year-old boy's face, too. Because that's appropriate for a music video. There it is right there. All right. So, okay, but, you know, I see this, and I swear I've seen this somewhere before. It was so familiar to me. I think I know why, though. I think this is why in clip 20.
They taped that going on with children in the nightclub.
The economy was in a state of deep neglect. A great dust bowl had ravaged food supplies, and the number one movie in the country was called Ass.
There it is!
And that's all it was.
There it is! Man, oh man.
It won 8 Oscars that year.
That's what it was. It won Oscars. Ass. Now that's how you win music video awards. You just put your ass on TV for 4 straight minutes and call it a rap video. I mean, guys, are we not living in Idiocracy at this point? I mean, what prophecy that movie was?
No, we are beyond the pale because at least in Idiocracy, they had fun. We're not even having fun. We're all the bad parts of Idiocracy without the cool, like, monster truck fights. That's what's happening.
Yeah, I don't like it. I would settle for Idiocracy if I could at least hang around and watch Out My Balls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, we don't even get that.
But instead
go away, I'm baiting.
Instead, now every movie is propaganda. And I can't believe this. This to me is amazing. That this won an award. Oh my gosh.
Hey, this is culture. This is culture.
Honestly, after some of the stuff I heard about this trial, I feel like Alex's lawyer is kind of like Dax Shepard in that situation.
They said you robbed a hospital. Why'd you do that?
It's unbelievable. That's a good scene, too.
But, I mean, look at that. I mean, seriously, it's just 4 minutes of people just putting their ass on the screen. They even grind on a 10-year-old boy. That's right out of Idiocracy. We are living in it. It's like, what do you do when you enter a science fiction comedy movie? What do you do when you realize you're living in the movie Idiocracy? What do you do? What do you guys do?
Well, for us, we always say, like, we got really blackpilled for a while. We were really sad and we were upset, and rightfully so. But then after a while, we start laughing at it because, like...
Take the clown pill.
This is like, you know, this is like if the end of Rome, except we have Wi-Fi.
Like, that's it. Like, mm-hmm. that's the difference. We have Wi-Fi, and we get to actually watch every
single thing. We've got ass.
Yes, exactly.
I took the clown pill a long time ago. Once you do, and once you really just, like, immerse yourself in the absurdity of it all, and that's what I've done. I've become the absurdity. Like, I've become the clown show. I just immerse myself in it. I watch it. And it's like the world's just... It's like watching Cirque du Soleil now. Like, everything is just so bizarre that you have to appreciate it on some level.
It's so weird. It's accelerating, and it's... Oh, man, it's that it happens so fast, dude. It's that it happens so fast. Like, you know, when, like, we always joke about how Rome falling was something that took a long time, right? It took years and years and years, and we sped run Rome. Like, we're like, okay, you know what? Here's what we're doing. I think, honestly, ever since Obama took office and started the racial divide and started pushing us apart, we were coming to this. We always were, you know?
I don't like the Rome comparison. I feel like it's used too much because
it's sublime.
We're nothing like Rome because in 1,000 years, there'll be no, like, traces of our roads or our buildings.
I'm
or
pretty
our
sure there was a monkeypox outbreak at the end of Rome.
Yeah, do you think
you're right at the very popular Roman Pride Parade, if I remember correctly?
That's right.
But yeah, we're not gonna have, like, there's roads from back in Roman times that still run through, like, some of those Eastern Bloc countries.
Our roads fall apart in ten years because we're using imported Chinese material and everything's falling apart. So we don't even get nice roads. That's a really good point. This is worse.
Yeah, it's like, we use Chinese steel, which is, like, basically the steel equivalent of that fake crab meat.
Yeah,
that you
exactly.
have to spell with
yeah,
a K.
Yeah.
And, like, our stuff's just going to crumble into the oceans in 500 years, whereas at least the Romans built stuff that you're like, whoa, that thing is still there, man. That's pretty cool.
You know, that's funny you say that, because I was thinking last night, I don't remember what it was I saw, or maybe it was that music video that should just be called Ass, but, I mean, people actually, this current generation of humans is actually one of the dumbest ever. I really believe that. I mean, myself included. I mean, I might be smarter than the average person, but that's not saying much. Oh, you know what it was? Fox News has this guy that goes out to the beaches, I think for Jesse Waters, and he goes out to the beaches and he asks the most basic questions, the most basic American history questions, geography questions, political questions. They don't know anything. They don't know anything. We live in the age of abundant information available at your fingertips, and yet humans, I think, are the dumbest they've ever been. I really believe that. We think we're so smart because we have all this technology. I think we're actually the dumbest humans that have ever walked the planet. I like, since we were like cavemen.
Well, you brought up the idiocracy thing, and that's exactly right. It's not that we're brilliant, but if you're average, like Luke Wilson was in that movie, you're a genius.
Yep.
Because all it takes is, honestly, an average... Forrest Gump would be a doctor, you know, in this...
He'd be a doctor lawyer.
That's a very good point. Yeah, you're right. He'd be a real one, too, unlike Joe Biden.
I'm telling you, if you ever want to bug out, go on YouTube. I found some old videos one time of, like, children being interviewed in, like, 1940s, 1950s.
Even in, like, the 90s, I would find children that could actually speak the English language and understood history and politics and current events.
But if you go way back and watch some of those videos, these kids are wearing suits. They're well-read. They're referencing books. They talk about how they help out on the farm after school.
Yeah,
it's like
true.
These kids are like, they talk about how they, like, use rifles and stuff.
And they all knew international politics.
It,
like,
was
to
so
the details.
Bizarre.
It was
yeah.
Very, yeah.
And now, like you said, now we live in Ow My Balls.
Yep. That's where we are.
And it's like, how
Ow My Ball.
The dichotomy is so incredible because, I mean, I'd probably agree that this is the most technological advance that humans have ever been. I mean, we don't have any proof otherwise, so this might be the most technologically advanced humans have ever been, other than some of these buildings that are obviously like mysteries of the world and stuff. But for the average human, most technologically advanced we've been, and yet we're the dumbest we've ever been. Maybe there's something to that.
Well, I would say, to your theory that we're in idiocracy, I'd say we don't officially become Idiocracy until The Rock is elected president.
Which is coming.
Then we'll have Dwayne Camacho, Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
we'll actually have our president Camacho.
We'll have a SmackDown champion.
Then we'll officially be Idiocracy when The Rock's being like, you know, can you smell what the president's cooking? And he like wins in a landslide and you're like, we're done.
We're done. We're doomed. Yeah, we're already there
it's
anyway.
It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were actually already pressuring him to run. It was like kind of a fake thing, I guess, but he said he wouldn't run. I don't think he would want to run, but yeah, it'll be something like that. Or now the Democrats want AOC to run for president. You know, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes my local bartender might be my best friend. Doesn't mean I want him to run the country, but that's AOC. All right, Revenge of the Sis with us. We take a break. We'll be right back. Let me just address something real quick without violating the rule that I'm under. I feel like I'm on the Titanic playing the violin as it's going under right now. I'm not trying to be depressing here, folks. But let me just address a couple things here without violating the rule. Alex Jones doesn't have $4 million. Okay. Alex Jones does not probably even have $2 million. And all of this is going to come out in the bankruptcy filings. And so all the people out there complaining that $4 million isn't enough or that InfoWars makes hundreds of millions of dollars every year, you're just wrong. Like you're wrong about everything else. So $4.1 million is more than Alex and InfoWars have. Secondly, I keep seeing stories about Alex Jones' cell phone and how somehow that's going to be used as incriminating evidence for January 6th. Let me correct the record again. They already have all of our data. There is nothing new, folks. They have been up our butts and everywhere in between. And I mean, so that's what I was saying at the beginning of the show. The perspective that I have on all this right now, like a bird's eye view, like I'm in the hawk's nest, it's wild to see it because I know the truth and I know what's not true. And so to watch the masses totally get wagged by the dog, to watch them totally under full mind control and believe things that I know are not true, it is surreal. It is surreal, folks. I'm living in the science fiction comedy movie of Idiocracy. I'm telling you. So, but just so people understand listening, InfoWars does not have $4 million. And there is nothing that's going to come out of Alex Jones' cell phone. Okay? So just, I want everybody to know that. Now, let's talk about the surreal with Revenge of the Sis. Guys, this video is wild. You now have abortion activists building altars so they can properly do a satanic sacrifice of their baby. Here it is in clip 22.
Building an altar for your abortion can be a really cathartic procedure, can be a really cathartic process, because it just creates a space for your sacred container where you can return to whenever you want to meditate, whenever you want to think deeply, or contemplate any aspect of your abortion. It's a really beautiful way to just give reverence to the experience and hold the experience in a really sacred way. Really just clean the space.
Yeah, clean the space.
I like to always have a candle going on my altar. I'm also going to be adding the Empress tarot card today, and she really just symbolizes feminine fertility and feminine energy. I also really like to add the abortion pills themselves to the altar.
Oh, yeah.
To really bless.
I like to put the gun that I murder my baby with in my pillowcase every night.
And before having your abortion, I would even just recommend giving them a nice sage or a nice Palo Santo or with incense or another smoke. To really cleanse the energy and really bless them and really put...
Yeah, because I bet murder's got a pretty dark energy, doesn't it?
...the pills before you take them. And place the container of which you plan to put the products of conception or the fetal remains within to catch that after.
Did you hear that? The fetal remains.
Save it for later when we find
the altar of the sacrifice with fire and brimstone and blood.
To where we find a way to properly dispose of the fetal remains in a way that gives reverence and respect and support to this.
Reverence and respect to the body you just murdered.
Yeah, it's going to the devil. That's what you're giving it to.
After you finished building your altar,
you smoke a fatty?
Go ahead and just give it one more cleanse. Really,
they're cleansed now. Oh, we just sacrificed my baby on an altar in my house. I need some cleansing.
Go ahead and just sit in front of it and start of the sacred container.
All right, guys, your response.
Okay, first off, kudos to you guys, because I thought we had like the best show prep finders in the business. This is amazing. I cannot believe I haven't seen this. But also, this is like saying, sorry I murdered your kid. Here's a fruit basket.
I'm absolutely at a loss for words.
This is insanity to a level I've never seen. I'm sure she also has a bunch of healing crystals and stuff, but like that, the amount of blood on
in
your hands.
Sacred space. It's a one bedroom apartment in Denver, lady. Calm down.
Might even be a studio.
Yeah, exactly.
She sleeps next to her aborted fetus.
That is disgusting.
I know, she thinks her Etsy product is going to wash the guilt off of her, and it's not.
Make sure to hang a dream catcher over your dead baby.
Yeah, seriously, why? That is insane to me, and people do that because you know what it is? It's a way of dealing with guilt, because no matter how many times they say hashtag shout your abortion, or no matter how many times they go, oh no, abortions are totally radical, or whatever stuff like that, you know what the truth of the matter is? The truth of the matter is that you hurt inside, and you need to find a way to express yourself, as if you don't believe in God, because Sky Daddy. Instead, what you do is you built an arts and craft product, and you put remains of your dead baby, and like Owen said, you sleep next to it. That's what this is.
And the irony is that to avoid religion, you end up doing this process, which seems way harder than religion. At least if I go to church on Sunday, like, they do all the incense and the stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just got to stand up and sit down a bunch of times.
Yeah.
You know? So they end up going, I would never get into religion. And it's like, I'm telling you, go one Sunday a week. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, instead of whatever this guilt-ridden thing is here, while your dead baby is sitting next to you while you're watching Gilmore Girls on Netflix...
By the way, can I just give you props, Owen? You are the segue master, because he opened up the show.
Yeah.
And then he segued with, I swear to God, we're living in idiocracy. We're surrounded by idiots. Anyway, we're here with Revenge of the Sith.
Which is brilliant.
It was beautiful.
Perfect. We really appreciate it, because we are idiots.
Well, I appreciate you guys, and I'm glad you guys simulcasted this. I know that that's something not many others would do, so I salute you, and I appreciate that.
We love you guys. We love all you guys from the top to the bottom. Like, every one of you has always been very good to us, and, you know, we always supported you guys.
Well, that's what's so sad, is we really are good people here. The whole crew's great, honestly. We're just great people. We're the salt of the earth. We're good people, and that's why demon spawns want us crushed. But I appreciate you guys, and I'm glad we finally got you on the War Room. Let people know where they can find the rest of your transmission, because I think you got an hour left.
Yeah, well, we're done, actually.
Oh, you're done now. Okay.
Yeah, we're in Eastern time. You go to revengeofthesis.com or just go to youtube.com/revengeofthesis. We'll see if that's still around after this. And, you know, find us. Just search Revenge of the Sis. You'll find us. And, yeah, man, you know, we like I said, we love you guys. And we really, you know, I know that you have a rule. But, man, I have a lot I would love to say, you know.
Someday. Someday. I think there will be a lot that we can say on this issue. And it'll be probably... next week, even. So we'll just have to wait for that, though. Revenge of the Sis. By the way, you guys are hilarious. Every time I listen to your podcast, I get a belly laugh out of it. So I appreciate you guys. Revenge of the Sis, thank you guys for joining us. We'll be in touch.
Thanks, man. Take it easy.
All right. There they go. And before I conclude this hour, you know, I don't know how much product we'd have to sell to raise $4 million in a day. But it would be quite a lot. I'll tell you that right now. It would be quite a bit. I don't even know if we have $4 million of product in stock. Probably not even. I'm telling you, folks, it's just the perspective, the view that I have of all this is, it's, I'm... And you know what's sad? is we can sit here and we can tell the truth all day long, and it's like it doesn't even matter. That's what's so wild about it. So, let's try to raise $4 million in product sales today. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Not sure we have it in the in stock. You know, they claim we're worth $300 million, whatever. Not even true. It's not even close to true. I don't even know if we have $1 million product in stock, quite frankly. But, well, we need to sell it all. We need to sell it all, ladies and gentlemen. So, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Let's sell it all. And, by the way...
Around the clock to destroy the family. To destroy heterosexual... Right. Officiating the unproven theory that petroleum oil is a non-renewable fossil fuel, the oil companies were able to adjust the price accordingly, all the way into the peak oil scare that foretold the calamity of the world soon running out of oil, which further benefited the industry's oil pricing schemes. The wells never did go dry, and the ones once emptied filled back up. So the science we have today favors the abiotic theory over the fossil fuel theory, which is that oil is a natural, renewable component of our ecosystem. And we see this in our oceans, underwater methane lakes deep beneath the surface, with their own unique, thriving ecosystems. And so the story changed from the world will soon run out of oil to the world will most certainly end if we don't stop using oil. And because nobody seems to know what science is anymore, and most people just do as they're told, the world is about to end for millions of people, and probably more, because our civilization is built upon fossil fuels, and the powers that be are turning them off. Winter is coming, and Germany is set to be very cold. Angela Merkel saved her political career by appeasing the anti-nuclear movement and shutting down Germany's nuclear power. Out of 17 plants, they have already shut down 11 and are still in the process of shutting down the rest, removing 25% of their power without anything to replace it, because their Green Deal turned out to be a failure. After all the hype, Germany's dependence on fossil fuel is at 76%, so they are temporarily switching back to coal and oil. But that's a real problem, because they've neglected their own fuel industry and become dependent upon Russia's. And the German government would rather have the country freeze to death than buy fuel from Russia. The German economy is based on highly innovative production, which requires a great deal of energy that they no longer produce. And so running out of fuel will quickly collapse the German economy, which
will cause, ladies and gentlemen,
a tsunami of economic destruction.
A lot of people are tuned in right now because the news has broke about the first verdict in the Sandy Hook case. And they got a $4 million judgment. Never had a trial by jury. Judge just decided guilt. And now they got a $4 million verdict, which is, I mean, they were shooting for $150 million, you know, because they got to line their pockets, I guess. Whoever's getting that money, I don't know where that money goes and how that would absolve any emotional distress, but okay. So, there might be a statement from Alex Jones soon. He might go live. He might pop in. I don't know. We're on a Titanic right now playing the violin, okay? And I've got all the news to cover, and that's what's so sad about it, is nobody else is going to cover this news. It's only InfoWars is going to cover it, and now we won't even be able to cover it. So, just stay tuned. There will be a statement from Alex shortly. He may either join me or be on a live stream. And maybe I'll just open up the phone lines for calls. This is just wild. So here we stand, and the attack on free speech, the attack on independent media is celebrated by liberals. What happened to liberals anyway? What happened to liberals in this country that used to be anti-war and pro-free speech? Now they're pro-war and anti-free speech. What happened? Oh man, I'll tell you. You know, they never built another Titanic. They tried, never did. Oh boy, I'll tell you folks, it is just absolutely wild. And you know, it's like this, it's just, this country is so corrupt, people are so brainwashed, it's unbelievable. Where they share this story all day yesterday, this is the top story all over the news yesterday, Alex Jones concedes Sandy Hook was real. He did that 6 years ago. 6 years ago he did that. Hundreds of times he's done that. But see, nobody ever watches the show. Nobody ever actually listens to what Alex Jones says. They just go read the fake news and they say, Oh, Alex Jones finally admitted Sandy Hook was real after the court case. No, he did that 6 freaking years ago. Before the lawsuits even happened. That's what I'm saying, like, see, I'm not Alex Jones, so I don't know what it's like to have my entire fortune and everything I've built ripped out from under me illegitimately. I can't relate to that. But I can tell you, as somebody that's sitting here shoulder to shoulder with Alex in the bird's eye nest, I mean, folks, we are in serious trouble. And you know, there's people tuned in right now that hate Alex and hate InfoWars. And you think this is funny? You think somehow you're getting revenge? You think somehow this is justice? You have no idea what you've opened up. And by the way, they're coming for Fox News next.
They are.
They're coming for Fox News next,
yes,
folks.
They are.
They just did. Folks, I'm just telling you, I'm just so overwhelmed by this. Because I know where this goes. Look at all the internet censorship after they censored Alex Jones. And that's what's so frustrating. All of you people out there celebrating what you view as the demise of Alex Jones, all you people celebrating that, you don't get it. You're next. You're next. You really don't get it, do you? And you say, well, I'm not Alex Jones. I didn't deny a shooting. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. It doesn't matter. You still don't get it, do you? After watching Alex Jones get censored off the internet, and now they censor doctors and lawyers and presidents and congressmen and women, you really think what just happened to Alex Jones isn't going to trickle down? You really think that it's only going to be Alex Jones? You clearly don't get it. And so here's the Napa District Attorney. This is where Paul Pelosi got the DUI with drugs in the system, then tried to bribe a police officer, got the charges dropped. And so here she is. Listen to what she says in clip 9 here and see if you can read in between the lines.
Being thousands of phone calls and emails, staff have been told that they're going to hang from trees. And these are 80 of the most dedicated public servants in Napa County, and they're being treated in a way that is beneath them.
Now, who's been talking about Paul Pelosi's DUI quite often? Jesse Waters, Fox News. So is he going to get sued now? For $4 million, $5 million, $10 million, $150 million? Do you not see what they're doing, folks? Oh, emotional distress. Sue for $150 million. I don't like this news commentator. I don't like this news organization. Bury them. And of course they'll find lawyers willing to go along with it. I'm talking about millions of dollars. Nikola Tesla's last words to his mother: "All these years that I had spent in the service of mankind brought me nothing but insults and humiliation." Feels very familiar. And you know, it's ironic. It's ironic that in the last 2 weeks, I've received hundreds, if not thousands, of death threats. I've been doxxed financially, doxxed personally. Yeah. Have I been defamed? What's going to be like for Owen Schroyer now, completely banned off the internet, who's now lumped in with the Sandy Hook case? What's going to be like for me now, getting death threats every day, totally censored off the internet? Have I been defamed? Have I been lied about? It's just stunning. And to sit here to know what's going on and to watch all the media lie about it 24/7. And to sit here and talk about defamation and damages. I could never sue for defamation or damages, despite all the evidence that I have. And you know what? Someday I'll probably take the time to properly lay it out and show all of it, and you know, won't matter. I call the police, I get death threats, they do nothing. I get assaulted in the streets, I show the police the video, they do nothing. So, and I want to explain something else here too. I've already given it all up to God. I've already given it all up to God. I can't defeat this evil. I know that. I'm not going to be able to help these people that have just totally been brainwashed, mind controlled, and succumbed to evil. I know that. I'm at serenity. But to sit here and watch it all from behind the scenes, see all the media lies, see how everything's deceived, see what the real defamation is. How about Alex Jones being defamed? How about all the death threats Alex Jones receives? How about all the money that Alex Jones is not able to make because of the lies and attacks against him? How about that defamation? Is there a case there? There's a huge case there. But he'll never get justice. And so, I just think it's sad. I really think it's sad to sit here and watch human decay celebrate their own demise. Because that's what it is. There's no victory in destroying InfoWars except for people that are already at the bottom of the barrel. There's no victory destroying Alex Jones. It's not Alex Jones that started foreign wars that led to the deaths of millions. It's not Alex Jones that lied about weapons of mass destruction, lied about the Gulf of Tonkin, lied about all these things that led to war and trillions of dollars stolen from the American people. Maybe Alex should have done that. Maybe Alex should have been like Dick Cheney, who's getting celebrated today. Yeah, Scott Adams' take. Joe Biden has done everything Alex Jones is accused of doing in the Sandy Hook trial, making up stories that demonize specific citizens in a dangerous way. Fine people hoax, Russian collusion hoax, insurrection hoax, just to name three. The first one won Biden the presidency. It's just unbelievable. I mean, talk about defamation. I never denied Sandy Hook. I never called Sandy Hook a hoax. I never called any of the parents a liar. In fact, every time I've covered it, which two times, they found two videos, both times I concede that it did happen. But now I'm defamed. Now I get, you denied Sandy Hook. You lied about parents. You deserve this. It's clown world, man. It's clown world. But hey, you know what? Go ahead. Go ahead and destroy Alex Jones. Go ahead and destroy InfoWars. And the globalists and the World Economic Forum will continue to make you a slave. So they'll turn off your energy. They'll turn off your AC. They'll tell you you can't own a car. They'll tell you you can't fly on a plane. But hey, you got Alex Jones, didn't you? Yeah, that feels good. So when you're rotting in a gutter in a Democrat-run city, at least you'll be able to hold on to knowing that you destroyed InfoWars.
A riotous mob, whether they...
The most dangerous man to any government is the man who is able to think things out for himself without regard to the prevailing superstitions and taboos. Almost invariably, he comes to the conclusion that the government he lives under is dishonest, insane, and intolerable. And so, if he is romantic, he tries to change it. And if he is not romantic personally, he is apt to spread the discontent among those who are. H.L. Mencken. Sounds about right. And you know, it's funny because every media outlet now wants to report on Alex Jones when they can use him for clickbait now that they feel they've destroyed him. And by the way, just so all you people tuning in thinking you're having a celebration lap today, you're not going to destroy Alex Jones. You might put him through bankruptcy. You might shut InfoWars down. But you know who's really going to suffer now? It's the 100 employees that work here. Many of them have families. Many of them probably don't even agree with Alex Jones a lot of the times, but they're hard workers. They're good people. It'll be a lot easier for Alex Jones to land on his feet than those whose lives are now going to be destroyed by this, but you don't care about that. And I wonder... Now, again, there's no $4 million here, so I don't know what's going to happen with that. But, I mean, maybe we get just an... I don't even know if we have $4 million of product to sell, but, I mean, we could sell out the entire InfoWars store tonight and probably still not have $4 million, but maybe we could get close. But, you know, I think it's awful what happened at Sandy Hook, and I think it's awful what happened at Uvalde, and I think it's awful what happened at Parkland. I really do think these things are awful, and I wish it would never happen again. And so I would hope, because I don't know where the $4.1 million is going to go, if they can get it, or whatever they can get, and who knows what damages they'll award tomorrow too. Let's just say it's another $4 million. Okay, so $8 million. You know, I hope that $8 million goes towards school security. I hope that $8 million that they're going to take, or however much they can, they'll take Alex and InfoWars for everything we have. And that's what they're going to do. And I hope that goes towards school security so that we can make sure these school shootings never happen again. And maybe that would give some ease to the emotional distress. But I wonder. I do wonder. Because the plaintiff's attorneys are very happy today. But I'm sure they aren't doing this for money. I'm sure the millions of dollars aren't going to go to their pockets because they're doing this for a good reason. So I would hope that whatever money they fleece from Alex Jones and InfoWars goes towards school security so that we can make sure a school shooting never happens again. Wouldn't that be nice? That would really be nice. I wonder if that'd be interest them. I wonder indeed. So folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we do have a donation page. You can just straight up donate. Statement right now to be released. You can find that on band.video. But again, it's funny. Alex Jones is now the number one story in the world. Everyone talking about Alex Jones and the demise of Alex Jones and InfoWars. No, actually, all you've done is completed our destiny. All you've done is like Darth Vader striking down Obi-Wan Kenobi. This was always going to be the end of InfoWars. This was always going to be the end of Alex Jones. That you really think living in this corrupt of a world, the people that are leading the charge, calling out the corruption, fighting the corruption, you really think that it was going to go on forever? I'd love to go on forever, but eventually Darth Vader strikes Obi-Wan Kenobi down. So that might be the moment we're having right now. But again, they all want to cover Alex Jones now, but when InfoWars broke the news that COVID-19 was made in a lab, nobody wanted to cover him then. When Alex Jones was covering Jeffrey Epstein and the sex trafficking before everyone else, when it was spiked on mainstream news, nobody wanted to talk about Alex Jones then. When Alex Jones was talking about the Great Reset and Build Back Better and how they'd shut off the gas and shut off the energy and destroy industry, nobody wanted to talk about Alex Jones then. But now they do. Now they do. And it's so funny to watch these delusional, brainwashed people thinking that the Alex Jones cell phone is going to be like the Hunter Biden laptop. I wish you guys could open your ears and open your minds, because you have no clue. You are so wrong, it's not even funny. And I know it. They already have all of Alex Jones' cell phones. They already have all the emails. They literally already have everything. There is nothing new. There is nothing more they can take. We've been explaining this for months. I've been explaining it for months. And that's what's so funny about it. Like, they really think we're going to get discovery of Alex Jones, and we're going to see he's worth hundreds of millions, and we're going to see that he was talking to Donald Trump about an insurrection. It literally doesn't exist, you nut jobs. It literally doesn't exist. I'm trying to tell you. You're getting set up for political blue balls again. Just like everything you thought about with Trump. Oh, Bob Mueller, he's going to get Trump. Oh, Russian collusion. Didn't exist. You guys are being led around like a dog on a leash tied to a car. Everything they say about Alex Jones is not true, I'm telling you. But keep believing the people that have lied to you for your entire life, I guess. Keep believing then. And the same people that have lied to you your entire life are the same people now celebrating the demise of Alex Jones, who has been honest with you his entire life. But hey, when all of this is said and done, and they think they're sinking the Titanic, and that's fine. The world will know the real story of Alex Jones, and the world will know the real story about this court case. And just like everything else you've been told by the establishment mainstream media, they lied to you. They lied to you. But see, that's why Alex Jones has to be shut down. That's why Alex Jones has to be taken off air, because he doesn't lie to you. And he calls out the lies. It's really a sad day, folks. It's really a sad day. But hey, we know what the left is. We know what these people are. We know that the modern day American left, liberal left, Democrat left, is the closest thing to Nazi Germany that has ever happened in the Western Hemisphere, ever happened in the United States of America. So of course they have political prisoners. Of course they run show trials. Of course they arrest, silence, bankrupt their opposition. What do you think we're dealing with here? Like, have the liberals just accepted they're the bad guys at this point? Or do they still think they're the good guys? The world about corporate world government controlling the people with carbon taxes. Hey, now we're here. Here's the Washington Post. There were $20 billion weather and climate disasters tracked by the U.S. government last year. Oh, thank God the U.S. government is tracking them and being honest with us, too. A collection of calamities that cost the nation an estimated, they say, $145 billion and killed nearly 700 people. Oh, that's a fraction of what Democrat riots cost. So, of course, they're making all of this up. Weather has been killing people for a really long time, and actually weather-related deaths are way down, way, way down in the last century. Of course they are. But it's all about carbon taxing to enslave humanity across the planet. So here, let's go to a couple of videos now where they admit this. Guys just rolled me clip 2 and clip 2A. Here you go. Carbon taxes are coming.
You probably have a budget for your house or your personal spending, but what do you know about carbon budgets? Instead of money, a carbon budget looks at carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas that traps heat in our atmosphere. We add carbon dioxide to our atmosphere every day in all kinds of ways, and the more we add, the more we heat up. At a certain point, we will put too much carbon dioxide into the atmosphere to prevent raising the Earth's average temperature by 1.5 or 2 degrees, which is the goal set by the Paris Agreement. You can think of that as overspending, and that's where budgeting comes in. A carbon budget tells us how much carbon dioxide we can emit in order to stay below a certain level of warming. Carbon budgets come with a degree of uncertainty, factoring in the likelihood we hit targets and even breaking down how much carbon dioxide each country can produce. So while it's a pretty straightforward concept, carbon budgeting can get complicated very quickly. Think of it like a pie. It's all the remaining carbon dioxide allowed for the planet, and Canada is responsible for about 2% of the world's emissions. So should we also get
2% Alex Jones reported this 10 years ago. They called it a conspiracy theory. But now it's just mainstream news.
Countries which typically produce far less carbon. So in that sense, do we divide it by population, which would shrink our slice down so much we'd likely burn through it within a few years? A United Nations panel on climate change found we have about 500 gigatons of CO2 until we hit our cap and a 50% chance to limit warming to 1.5 degrees. And that's the number all countries will have to work towards, whether they have a carbon budget or not. Canada, for instance, doesn't have one. Instead, we use emission targets that include certain reductions in different time frames in order to reach net zero by 2050. But some scientists are pushing for that to change. Click the link for more.
While belching is widely considered to be rude, livestock don't seem to care. All day, every day, they burp. But it's not the act of burping that's the problem. It is the methane that they release into our atmosphere. The average cow emits a whopping 220 pounds of methane gas a day. Well, New Zealand is doing something about it by taxing burping livestock. Mike Drolet explains.
With a population of just 5 million, New Zealand's carbon footprint is relatively small. Its hoof print, however, is through the roof. And now, in a world first, New Zealand farmers will have to pay a tax for every one of the methane-emitting 10 million cattle and 26 million sheep that roam the scenic countryside. The farmers will be able to mitigate their tax burden if they lower emissions by modernizing their operations. Where the program could fail is if farmers pick up and move their operations to another country.
When you shut down farms and they go someplace else, then that doesn't mean that the demand for these products that these farms used to produce all of a sudden ceases to exist. The demand is still there and will be satisfied by somebody else elsewhere in the world. And that means that emissions will simply shift from one place to another.
Cows and sheep are ruminant animals, meaning they have four-chambered stomachs that act like fermentation vats that create methane, 95% of which comes right out of their mouths. As far as greenhouse gases go, methane traps up to 36 times more heat in the atmosphere than carbon dioxide does. And that's bad. But while the carbon dioxide we emit today will stick in the atmosphere for centuries, methane dissipates in far less time.
The good news is that methane is short-lived. It only lives about a decade in the atmosphere, and then it's killed, it's destroyed.
New Zealand is hoping for the kind of success seen in California, which has reduced the methane produced by its dairy farms by 30%. However, California did it through incentives, not taxes. Whether or not it works, the impact of burping livestock on global warming still pales in comparison to the real culprit.
So, it's a carbon tax, but wait a second. We're carbon-based life forms. So what's the translation? It's a life tax. Carbon control, carbon emissions control, it's a life tax, folks. You're taxed just for existing. But that would imply that somebody owns the planet and has the right to tax you. Now you're starting to see the bigger picture. The global elite believe they own this planet and they have to facilitate their program to tax every person on this planet into poverty so that then they can be wiped out altogether. And maybe that's why the Georgia Guidestones were destroyed. Because the people that put the message on them saying the human population needs to be held below 500 million people, maybe they're about to launch their plan and they didn't want that evidence out there anymore.
Too bad.
Got out.
Because, you know, those vaccines aren't going so well.
Nope.
Biden tests positive for COVID for the sixth straight day. He's had COVID for a month. He was an international super spreader, but that's okay. If you even believe he has COVID. I mean, who knows? He's four times vaccinated.
So maybe they actually did vaccinate him, and now his body's shutting down from four of the vaccines. I mean, that could be the real deal. But Dr. Fauci says if you aren't up to date on COVID vaccines and boosters, you're going to get into trouble. Really? Just like the winner of death? What happened to that winner of death for the unvaccinated?
Yeah, I'm still alive.
How loving of you to say the unvaccinated would die last winter, but they didn't.
You're probably the one dying.
In damning Capitol Hill testimony, scientists contradict Fauci's claim that the NIH never funded gain of function.
Bite me the one, that's a you. They'll be dying.